Welcome, everybody, to the High School Football Coaches Preview Show. Jeff Blankman here today. We'll have Casey Miners on the show as well as we bounce around and interview all 10 of our area football coaches from the 9 area schools in our football preview brought to you by Culver's and also Motor Inn. Joining us right now is Kember Knight head football coach Ryan Steinkamp. Knight's coming off a fantastic year last year, going 8-2 overall, finished at 4-1 in a strong district, made the playoffs, of course, and have a really good core and a lot of kids coming back this year. And Coach, appreciate you joining us and welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me, Jeff.
Coach, we're getting used to these. You've been around the program for a while. This one may be the year where there's the most expectations coming in, and maybe we can tell with the amount of numbers. You've got really good numbers out this year.
Yeah, we got about 43 kids, you know, on the varsity squad, about 65 total in the high school. So, you know, my goal is always about 15 a grade to keep those kids out, keep them playing. So, yeah, definitely excited about that. They'll fill a freshman, JV, and varsity roster.
I know you love the weight room. You run the weight room there at Kemper, and you keep the kids busy. How was the weight room, and how was the off season for you guys?
No, it was really good. You know, we changed things up quite a bit this summer, just realizing that, you know, we got to get stronger, got to get bigger, especially playing back up in 2A. So, you know, Kyle Stevens and Shane Vaughn gave a lot of help this summer getting that going on. So it was a really good weight room summer. We had great attendance, and the kids did a great job.
You mentioned moving back up. Thoughts on going back to 2A?
I feel like, you know, it's probably where we should have needed to be at. You know, in the past, you know, we played 3A schools, you know, in the middle of it, it's not a huge difference. You know, it's up as you get to the elite teams. Well, actually, 1A has some, as we found out over the last couple of years, 1A has some very, very good teams. You know, 2A, you know, there's going to be more of those teams out there. So I feel like, you know, mentally and physically prepared for it.
I mentioned there may be some expectations. You go 8-2 last year. You bring back, you know, a good amount of talent. You lost some great players, but bringing back a really good amount. You're one of those coaches that kind of stays away from the hype and stays away from the ranking. So how do you keep the kids focused on what they need to work on? And if you feel like you were pretty successful with that leading into the season.
I talk a lot about our schedule and stuff. You know, obviously we have a lot of tougher schedule this year, playing Helan and Underwood and HCW, who was a quarterfinal team last year. So it's pretty easy to humble them when, you know, if I catch any of us, you know, getting kind of lacklustered or, you know, things are not working as hard as it should be, you know. And then the seniors have done a good job of that. You know, I can come down on them, but I know that I'm doing so. It's because I believe in them and challenging them, and they've responded very well so far this preseason.
You mentioned those 3 non-district games. That's a pretty loaded non-district schedule. What was the thought process into kind of going in and signing up maybe to play those teams and ranking those teams high on your non-district schedule list?
We did have all 3 of those teams down. You know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, we faced somebody good, because, you know, with 2A, how it works, you know, what matters is your district. And I want to make sure that, you know, we were challenged going into the district. And, you know, and any of those 3 teams there, you know, every on our schedule is very solid. So we want to make sure that, you know, we were battle tested and ready by the time district started.
Last year, you guys were very multiple on offense. I think you threw 26 passing touchdowns, ran for 24 more. So are we going to see the same balance this year offensively, or what will we see from the Knights when you guys have the ball?
I definitely like to say balance. You know, we definitely have a lot of athletes on our team this year, a lot of skilled players. So we're going to have different types of runs, maybe not between the tackles as much. You know, we lost that 3-headed monster last year between Vaname, Stephen Allen, and Moore. We have a couple other guys that are stepping up, getting reps. So, you know, it's kind of whatever fits us best once we get that kind of established.
Let's go through that first, too, along with DJ probably at quarterback. Who are going to be the guys fighting for the spots in the backfield?
So we run a 2 running back system, so one back is kind of more of a receiver slot guy. But, you know, it's kind of a battle so far in the preseason. Yeah, Kason Pierce, Jake Earlbeck, Will Simons, Jake Houseman, Kent Sanders. I got them in the guys so far that have been taking lots of reps.
Up front, do you like what you guys have coming back and what the offensive line's going to look like?
Yeah, you know, we have good size up there. You know, those kids worked really hard in the weight room this summer. You know, Evan Adams and Kyle Sundrup are returning linemen. But then you got Hayden Manami, Sean Wittrock, John Antober, Bryce Wiskus. Those guys have found some good size, and they look good in pass, and I'm going to keep working on getting them, you know, being physical up front.
You mentioned the receivers. You've got some really good guys. Mr. Touchdown is coming back, and Ben Gerken. John Bass is really good for you. What have you seen from the receivers here in the summer and in the preseason, and how can you get them continue to be involved in the offense?
Keeping them competitive. You know, they're very competitive naturally, so, you know, we do a lot of one-on-one stuff in practice, or, you know, just let them compete with each other. So, you know, that's been a battle. You know, they get along really well, but when it's time to, you know, strap up and go one-on-one or something like that. They get very competitive, and it's been really fun to watch.
Who kind of steps in there along with Ben and maybe John Bass as the other guys in that receiver room?
You know, Michael Kaspar had a great offseason, a great summer. I was seeing with Carson Kane. You know, they got some reps last year, but they're really looking to step in this year. Braxton Manami is a sophomore that's done a great job. You know, they got Jake Hausman plays a little bit of receiver also and running back. So what's good about that, some of those guys is a lot of them have spent a lot of time knowing each position. You know, so the five skill positions, most of them have a really good idea of what each one does. So it's kind of, you know, they can bounce around, shift guys around pretty easily.
As far as the defense last year, really good. You gave up 20 or more just three times on the year. I think two of those were the last two of the last games of the year against Underwood and then against West Sioux in the playoffs. But what are you looking at with the defense and where do you feel the strength's going to be?
Our line and secondary, you know, we returned a lot there. Linebackers, you know, we got Will Simons and Jake Earlbeck coming back. And then a couple other guys, not as experienced, but done a great job. And Kent Sanders and Tate Barrett, which are very good football players. So I think that's just, you know, like one, just got to get their feet wet at the linebacker position a little bit. But the secondary and D-line look to be pretty strong this year.
Talk about that defensive line. Got good depth there this year?
We got about five or six guys. You know, we're going to run three front and four front times, but kind of depending on who we're playing. But yeah, we got about five or six guys that have been competing for those spots.
If there's a concern coming into the year, what's your biggest concerns?
You know, kind of we talk about Miami. You know, it's not really a concern. It's kind of an excitement of the unknown about our schedule is just so much different this year. Only team that we played the last couple of years on our schedule is Underwood. So we're seeing, I guess, in Greene County, but you know, 6-4-8 teams are teams that I haven't coached against or some of them not a long time. So kind of just exciting about, you know, game planning, you know, going through, you got to watch some more film, things like that, do more homework and studying on things. So there's not really concerns, it's kind of excitement and challenge that, you know, I think the coaches and kids are looking forward to.
So what areas do you think early in the year you can lean on with this group?
Obviously, you know, DJ's done a great job of, you know, not only being a really good player, but his leadership has stepped up a lot this summer and this past year. So, you know, you guys definitely lean on him. And, you know, he's done a great job of embracing and taking guys under his wings. And I think, you know, the seniors, they got a good group of kids. You know, they're a lot of fun. They get along well. You know, the kids look up to them. Usually each team is only as good as your senior leadership. In the last couple of years, we've been blessed to have good groups of seniors.
Coach, you got Tommy Fitzsimmons coming back as your kicker. Who takes the punting role for you this year, and how do you feel about special teams?
You know, yeah, Tommy's great kicker. It's funny you say that because we did depth charts today, and on the punting one, I put question marks. So that's one we got to find out for sure. Yeah, you know, we've had a few guys practice it and stuff, but it hasn't been narrowed down yet. But yeah, Tommy has been doing just a great job kicking. You know, he works hard. He got a lot stronger. Got a lot more flexible. He put a lot of time in it. So he's a great weapon to have.
Coach, you mentioned a couple of different times, new district, Class 2A District 8 this year. The teams there with you will be Roland Story, Des Moines Christian, Saydell, Greene County, who you know well, and Southeast Valley. Some traditionally strong programs there, and then maybe some up-and-coming programs as well. What do you know about the district, and who, along with, I'm sure, you guys, who are the contenders this year?
It's a very balanced district, you know. I mean, Southeast Valley won a title a couple years ago. Des Moines Christian, very good quarterback. I'm pretty sure going through quick that every team in the district returns their quarterback this year. So it's going to be a very good quarterback in the district. Saydell played 3A last year too. So they're not going to be scared playing down 2A this year or anything like that too. They faced some very good opponents last few years. So, you know, Greene County is always tough. Lone Story has good tradition. Southeast Valley said, yeah, it's really kind of a interesting, very balanced district.
Well, I tell you what, looking forward to it. Looking forward to talking to you each week about the upcoming game. And, of course, on Saturday mornings on the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show as we recap, the game from the night before. And, of course, you'll join us on the Scoreboard Show Friday nights as well. So we'll keep you busy, Coach. Appreciate everything you'll do for us throughout the season. We appreciate you joining us here today. And best of luck in the upcoming season.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate all you do.
You bet. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp again, of course, with the Kuemper Knights. We'll be back. We'll flip it over. We'll talk Carroll Tiger football coming up. You're listening to the High School Football Preview Show brought to you by Feld Fire and Carroll Lumber.